Welcome to the Chad Taylor Radio Show. Here's Chad Taylor.
Let's go back to 1984, and you get word that you're going to be a full-fledged member of KISS. Tell us how that happens and your reaction to that.
I wound up getting a call from Paul Stanley just to help them out on the Animalize record. A lot of the KISS fans know that my brother played some ghost guitar work for KISS through the years in the late 70s. So I got on his mind, Paul, to try a couple of solos when they were having some problems with Mark St. John, the new guitarist, because by that time, Vinnie Vincent was gone. Okay, so I go in there, do the best I can, and right before I left the session, Paul looks at me and says, "Don't cut your hair," which I was like, I don't know what that meant exactly, but I didn't know that Mark was also dealing with an illness, and they were planning a tour, and they were going to do that tour. So sure enough, I got the call to go on the road. I was only going to be a temporary member at that point, you know, the filling in for Mark, and then it was his gig, and then when he'd come back, you know, that would be the end of it. And then in the end, it turned out to be my gig, which was quite a wonderful feeling, as you can imagine. So that's an unusual way to join a band, you know, filling in for someone who's not able to do a tour because of an illness, and then being asked to be the guy, you know. So I didn't know how long it would last. And then, as you know, it turned into 12 years, which is pretty remarkable.
After that, though, you kept working with Paul and different members of the bands on different projects.
Yeah, I mean, I've always stayed very, very close with those guys. And Paul, I know, did a solo record that he asked me to do some work on. And just recently, I've been involved in the last two cruises. You know, the KISS cruises are huge. I'm going to go coming up in December. Gene's doing another Vault event that I'm going to appear at as well and show my support. You know, I love the connection. There's no shame in my years of being associated with that band, as you know. I actually am quite proud of my resume and in general, but obviously the highlight's always been those 12 KISS years. You know, how could you deny that? You know, they just seem to be... even if you don't like them, everyone knows them, you know, so it's kind of interesting thing to be associated with that I'm very proud of.
Was your brother jealous that you became a full-fledged member of KISS? Did you one-up him at that point then?
You know, I have to admit, even though he was there, a lot of the people that know his career know that he auditioned as well for KISS, like kind of the day Ace was there, and they chose Ace, and the rest, as we say, is KISS 3, of course. Mm-hmm. That was the right choice for that time, but they did wind up staying close with Bob, and they hired him for some things later on. Bob always thought I would fit them well, but it wasn't really his recommendation, to be honest. It was other people in New York that knew of me that had Paul and Gene's ear that said, like, you should check out Bruce. He's really, you know, a fine guitarist. So, but Bob was never jealous in a big way. He knew that I'm not so sure he ever would have been able to be as comfortable as I was working with those guys. But and it's not that easy. You got to remember, Gene and Paul have their personalities of how they run a band, and my personality did work with it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have survived 12 years. You know, but Bob certainly would have done a good job, but it wasn't meant to be for him, is the way I look at it. And I was just glad I had the opportunity.
I gotta ask. Mm-hmm. You were quoted in a book, Sex Tips from Rock Stars.
Okay, yeah.
What sex tip did you offer to the book?
You know, I can't remember. I know that, you know, my life has never been like as wild as a Motley Crue's The Dirt that I'm going to say anything. So I probably just told the story of being much more, you know, I've always been kind to any girl that I was interested in. And I always had a feel, you know, no matter how I felt about, you know, being a rock star and, you know, having fun with a girl on the road, I needed a friend more than the sexual nature of it. You know what I mean?
Well, it must have been tough, though, too, Bruce.
They were, you know?
It had to be tough, though, when you got Gene Simmons, who's like backstage and probably corralling all the women.
I did not ever try to compete with any of their shenanigans. I always let them do what they wanted to do, and I was happy with scraps if that's what I wanted. You know what I mean? But to be honest, I was always very careful with the women, and that's why I don't believe there's any little Bruces running around. Bruces or Barbaras out there, if you get what I mean.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Chad Taylor Radio. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform.